Today on Real Radio.
Is our nation complacent? I'm going to ask you something. Is our nation complacent? You answer it in your own mind. Is our nation complacent? Is our nation selfish? Is our nation disobedient? Is our nation ignorant of God's word? Is our nation self-confident?
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack Hibbs continues now in his series through the book of Joshua. It's been a great series, and we hope you've been able to be along with us. We're in a mini-series called Five Steps That Lead to Defeat. It's a look at the entire seventh chapter in this Old Testament book, and it tells of one of Israel's defeats as they were in the process of claiming and taking the Promised Land. Now, this section of Scripture also reveals the sin of Achan. You may have heard about it. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now continuing in his mini-series called Five Steps That Lead to Defeat.
As a nation, we're arrogant. We got smart bombs. We've got the dollar. We're like in the book of Jeremiah, when Israel was being invaded by the Babylonians, the people of Israel said, everything's cool, everything's great. And Jeremiah said, it's all coming down. And people don't want to hear that. Nobody wants to hear this. We have committed the first step that leads a nation to destruction, to judgment, and that is we are self-confident. Why, oh why, have we not heard from the White House a call to prayer? Where is there a prophet in these last days? We need to pray. It's so removed. We don't have a passion about the situation because you know what? We're not hearing bombs go off right now. But I tell you something, if that was to happen, would this church be packed or would it be empty? I don't know. We are self-confident. Dollar says, in God we trust. I think we should remove it. I think it's a lie. As a nation, I'm speaking as a nation. The second step that I see America taking is that America is ignorant and is operating in ignorance to God's word, just as we looked at last week. Ignorant to God's word. Ignorant of God's word. That if a nation sins, it will be judged. Why? Because he loves us. We can't commit the sins that we're doing as a nation and not go unjudged. It's impossible. Well, how do you think judgment would come? When I read my Bible from cover to cover, God judges a nation in whatever that nation holds dearly. Many times with Israel, it's their wealth. God takes their wealth from them. Jesus says you can only serve God or money. You can't serve both. When we're ignorant and when we're self-confident, we'll trust in ourselves. We will remove God from class. We'll remove God from church. We'll remove God from government because he's uncomfortable. We live in a nation of tolerance. But if you stand on the street corner and read your Bible, you will be spit at and thrown at with tomatoes. But if you stand on the corner with a street sign or a sign on the street saying, I support, the rights of abortionists, or I support the gay agenda, or I support saving kangaroo rats, people will applaud you. But if you say, I believe in God Almighty, people will curse you. Why? Because we're ignorant as a nation of the Word of God, so much so we misapply it. We're in a very dangerous place. First step, self-confidence as a nation. Second step, ignorance of God's word. Third step, as a nation, it leads to disobedience. Disobedience. Doing the wrong thing. Now, the humanistic manifesto and secularism has been around now for a long time, and you've all been taught it. Basically, it's this. I'm my own individual. Thus, I can do whatever I want to do. You can't tell me what to do. Because you are imposing upon my right of my First Amendment given to me Oh yeah, I know it was given by a bunch of guys who love God, but I want to express myself, and this is how I'm going to express myself. I'm going to take cans of spray paint and graffiti the neighborhood. It's free expression. There's people arguing, it's expression. It's not a destruction of property. It's not trespassing anymore. God is removed from the fear of people. So what do? They steal your car. Because there's no fear of God in the hearts of the people, people go disobedient, they'll take your life. Why? Because you're nothing. I believe in doing my own thing. I'll find my own way to heaven. I'll do my own thing. It's me. I am myself. And I don't have to answer to anybody else. And when you live and you think like that, you are operating in rebellion to God and in disobedience. And you see the laws as though they don't apply to you. If we are not committed to God, we will go toward disobedience as a nation. Achan committed the sin, the whole nation paid for it. One man commits a sin and the whole nation will pay for it. But we have to agree, don't we, with Daniel? When Daniel prayed for the sins of his nation, he says, "We have sinned." Haven't you sinned? Haven't I sinned? We don't judge our nation. We plead that our nation would turn. Disobedience, when you're disobedient, it leads to selfishness. If our nation is disobedient to God, it leads to selfishness. I think you know this. But if it doesn't help our nation monetarily, it ain't going to happen. You know that? We were in Mexico with the church. What a contrast from London when we were given the gospel there and people were spitting at us and wanting to take swings at us and cussing us out. You go to Mexico where they're poor and they're saying, tell me about Jesus. Tell me. Can I have your Bible? Can I have that Bible? Can I have this Bible? Can I have that Bible? There's no selfishness there. In the most affluent countries, there's the greatest level of selfishness. It's strange. Be careful, United States. Be careful, America. I must hurry. The final thing is complacency. Is our nation complacent? I'm going to ask you something. Is our nation complacent? You answer it in your own mind. Is our nation complacent? Is our nation selfish? Is our nation disobedient? Is our nation ignorant of God's word? Is our nation self-confident? I'm going to encourage you in your leisure. If you want to know where America's going, you can read all about it in the book of Jeremiah. In your leisure, begin to read the book of Jeremiah and you will see what's going to be happening to the United States. Especially from chapters 40 on to the end. But I'm going to read something to you, and I'll be done, which is a Calvary Chapel, I'll be done. I'm not going to tell you what part of the Bible I'm reading from. I'm going to ask you this question, and I want everyone to wake up now. And I want you to answer this question that I'm going to put out to you. Ever since the rebirth of the nation of Israel on May 14th, 1948, we know prophetically that we are living in the last days, and you and I will either A, see the rapture of the church, or B, see catastrophic devastation globally, and then the rapture of the church. Either way, the rapture could happen at any second now. But if it doesn't happen in the very near future, you and I are going to see some devastating things take place. I'm going to read this, and you answer this question. What nation on the face of the earth fits this description? I'm not going to tell you where I'm reading, okay? You just listen carefully. After these things, I saw another angel coming down. This is the apostle speaking from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, "Babylon the great, it's fallen, and has become the habitations of demons, a prison for every soul, foul spirit, and cage for every unclean and hated bird." He's talking about a spiritual vision he's seen, something happening. An angel comes out of heaven and descends down to something called Babylon, which you need to understand. Babylon's mentioned in the scriptures in a lot of different views. Did you know Jerusalem is called spiritual Babylon? Did you know that there's Babylon in Iraq? Did you know that there's a Babylon that is a spiritual Babylon? That is a religious false church system mentioned in Revelation 17. And then also there's a commercial Babylon spoken of that rules the world through its economic powers. Listen to this. What nation is this? If we're living in the last days, and what you know of human history, what nation is this? For all the nations have drunk of the wine of her idolatry. The worship of things. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. That's spiritual. They have become rich through the abundance of her luxuries. Excuse me. Name me a people or a nation or a city whose the other nations of the world have become rich because of her luxuries. Don't answer. Just answer to yourself. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come up out of her, my people, lest you share in her plagues. For her sins have now reached heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she has rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed, mix for her double. In the measure that she glorified herself, interesting, she glorified herself and she lived luxuriously. It's some nation in the last days, right now, during these last days. In the same measure, give to her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as queen, I'm no widow, I will never see sorrow. Self-confident. Ignorant of God's word. Disobedient, selfish, complacent. Therefore, her plagues will come upon her in 1 hour. By the way, the word 1 hour is 60 minutes. Death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. And the kings of all the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously by her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning arise. They will stand at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, the great city Babylon. Babylon is synonymous with wealth and trafficking of trade. That mighty city, for in 1 hour her judgments come. And all the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn because of her, because no one buys their goods from them anymore. Did you hear that? What nation in the earth buys more goods from all the other nations? You, me, we are it. The United States is the number one consuming nation of other nations' goods. Other nations, because you buy stuff, other nations financially exist. The nations who, whatever this nation is mentioned, they're going to be going, uh-oh, oh my gosh, who's going to buy our stuff? How many of you have Japanese cars? Raise your hand. Keep your hands up. How many of you have German cars? Raise your hand. You're not sure, huh? How many of you drive American cars? Raise your hand. Holy moly. Wow. Put your hands down again. I think some of you are just flat out lying. How many of you drive a foreign vehicle? Raise your hand. Foreign, you know, Volkswagen, Lexus, Toyota, Nissan, Yugo. This guy has a Yugo. Okay, put your hand down. I'm amazed that that's great. Look at your clothing when you get home and see where it's made. Chances are it's not made in America. Where are your shoes made? You know where your shoes are made? My shoes were made in London. Where's your microwave from? Where's your iron from? Where's your TV from? The nations of the world will go, oh my gosh, who's going to buy our goods? Who's going to buy all of our cars? You know America buys more Mercedes than any other nation on earth. Did you know what county buys more of Mercedes-Benz? Yeah. It's true. Or, do you know what city has more Mercedes-Benz in it than any other city on earth? Newport Beach. You can see Daimler Benz right now going, oh no! No! I'm not saying this is America. I'm just saying you gotta find a nation that fits the bill. Let's keep going. We gotta hurry, don't we? Yes. And you're probably so depressed over this message, anyhow, that you'll never come back. That's okay. My goal is to get this church to one service. That's my goal. I'm not kidding. You laugh. The next verse, by the way, I'll tell you, I'm reading Revelation 18:12. You already knew that. Those of you who go to the coffee house, you're experts in this anyway. Revelation 18:12, John says, and here, we enter the mall. This is the mall. You ready? Let's go in. Okay? Whatever nation it is, it invented the mall. Verse 12 is the mall. Merchandise of gold. We're in the jewelry department. Merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls. Okay, let's press our elevator, and now we go to the home furnishings. Fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet, every kind. Now we go to the hardware or the furniture department. Every citron wood and every kind of object of ivory and every kind of object of most precious wood. Now we're hardware, bronze, iron, and marble. Now we go to the perfume floor. Cinnamon and incense and fragrant oil and frankincense and wine and oil. Here we come now to the food department, the food court. Fine flour and wheat, cattle, sheep, horses. Here's the automotive department, chariots. Here's the pornographic department, which what nation in the world produces more pornography? America. Guess what state in America produces the most pornography? California. Guess what county is the number one producing county? No, it's not Orange County. It's LA County. Why did I say that? Because the last thing in verse 13 is that whoever or whatever this nation is that has a predominant city of market and trade, it has or it deals with the bodies and souls of men. Literally, it implies the selling of one's soul for sexual gratifications. Verse 14, and the fruit that your soul longed for has gone from you, and all things which are rich and splendid have gone from you, and you shall find them no more at all. The merchants of these things, the people who buy them from whatever nation and people and country this is, who became rich by this nation, will stand at a distance for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. And they'll say, alas, alas, the great city that has clothed herself in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour such a great riches have come to nothing. Look at verse 17. Every shipmaster out of the top five exporting and importing ports in the world, the United States has two of them at least. New York and Los Angeles. Every shipmaster, sailors, and as many as trade upon the seas stood at a distance. Isn't that interesting? We happen to have oceans on both sides of us. Anyway. And I pray this is not us, but I can't find a nation in history or current days that meets this description. Verse 18, and they cried out and they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what is like this great city? And they threw dust on their heads and they cried out, weeping and wailing, and saying, alas, the great city in which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth, for in 1 hour she's been made desolate. Verse 23, for the light of a lamp shall not shine in her anymore. The voice of the bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in her anymore. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, for by your sorceries, are you ready for this? By your sorceries, all the nations were deceived. The word is, when you think of sorcery, think of witchcraft, don't you? This is the word that deals with drugs, pharmakeia, pharmaceuticals, drugs, by the world, through you, not you, I mean through this thing, the world was drugged. I'm not saying it's the United States, but I'm certainly saying that we qualify as we have ejected God in our self-confidence, overruled him by our ignorance, rejected him in our disobedience, refused him by our selfishness, and laugh at him in our complacency as a nation. Jack, where's America in Scripture? Nobody knows if America even appears in Scripture. There's a hint in Ezekiel about the young lions from Tarshish that came out of Tarshish's Britannia, Britain, and its young lions, possibly referring to America, we don't know. And even in that passage, it's just that the nations stand back. Does America appear in the Bible? It's been said that it does not. That's either very good news or very bad news. We know that God, outside of Israel, God started this nation. And the United States of America has spread the gospel of Jesus Christ more around the earth than any other nation on earth combined. Up until the late 50s, the United States government literally had money designated for the furtherance of the gospel in its budget.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a study that takes a look at Joshua chapter 7. We're actually in the midst of a mini-series called Five Steps That Lead to Defeat. It's a look at how the people of Israel suffered defeat while entering in and taking the promised land, and how the sin of Achan played a role in that whole event. Five Steps That Lead to Defeat is part of Pastor Jack's verse-by-verse look at this fascinating Old Testament book, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, as we've learned so far, chapter 7 of Joshua really is quite valuable to us, not only as a part of the history of God's people, but it's got some practical applications to we believers as well. And so we're offering Pastor Jack's series through Joshua chapter 7. The double CD set is called Avoiding Defeat. Avoiding Defeat will give you a better understanding of how to avoid those five steps that can lead to defeat, as well as the realization that the Christian life of unbroken victory over sin really is God's will for His people. Here's our offer. For your gift to the broadcast outreach of Real Radio of any amount, we'll send you Pastor Jack's 2-CD set called Avoiding Defeat. Now, whether you decide to call, click, or write, mention it by name, Avoiding Defeat. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org, and you'll know right where to point and click. That's realradioactive.org. Here's our telephone number, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. Or for the cost of a stamp, send your tax-deductible gift to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And of course, all of our contact info can be found right there at realradioactive.org. Stop by next time you sit down at the computer. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.